just 10 feet yonder. I'd like to keep my job, President.
How nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Senator Sumner, it has been much too long.
Oh, who can look on that celestial face?
And
James Ashley, ma'am, we've met several
praise
times.
Praise heavens, praise heavens. Just when I had abandoned hope of amusement, it's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee.
Mrs. Lincoln.
Madam President, if you please. Oh, don't convene another subcommittee to investigate me, sir. I'm teasing. Smile, Senator Wade.
I believe I am smiling, Mrs. Lincoln.
As long as your household accounts are in order, madam, we'll have no need to investigate them.
You have always taken such a lively, even prosecutorial interest in my household accounts.
Your household accounts have always been so interesting.
Yes, thank you. It's true. The miracles I have wrought. I have fertilizer bills and cutlery invoices, but I had to. 4 years ago when the president and I arrived, this was pure pigsty. Tobacco stains on the turkey carpets, mushrooms green as the moon sprouted from the ceilings, and a pauper's pittance allotted for improvements. As if your committee joined with all of Washington awaiting in what you anticipated would be our comfort in squalor. Further proof that my husband and I were prairie primitives, unsuited to the position to which an error of the people, a flaw in the democratic process had elevated